do. And later on, switch on TV. They give me a news, they give half truths to me. They give us wise, they feed us lies.
Uncensored Radio Free America.
Rick Adams is on.
Thank you. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. We are on. And on this Wednesday night, we're with you right up until the end of the next hour, depending on your time zone. Well, looking at RBN, go on rbnlive.com. I was thinking of this young lady just today again, noticing how little coverage has been given her since she has exposed the raw Zionist nerve of this war, this unconscionable war in Iraq. And that's Cindy Sheehan. And on the site, rbnlive.com, Cindy is demanding a trial. You remember she was charged with, what was it? I think she was demonstrating without a permit outside the White House. Now, you need a permit to do that, and you also probably need special permission from Mr. Rumsfeld or Ms. Condi, old Bucktooth, or maybe from Dick Cheney, from the arrogant elite. So anyway, she is demanding a trial. I'm going to see if I can get a hold of Cindy and get Cindy on this program. It's been a long time. It was many, many months ago that we had her on the program. But it's time we had her back. It's time we've had her back. Cindy Sheehan, her picture there, right on the website. And she is one courageous woman. Too bad we didn't have a lot of Cindy Sheehans in the First and Second World Wars to alert and alarm the nation as to what was going on in Washington. But that's water over the bridge, I'm afraid. In any event, we'll talk a little bit about Cindy Sheehan, talk a little bit about other issues tonight. And, of course, later on, we will have Jeff Bennett back tonight. I want to talk about the economies. I want to speak about silver and gold and what is happening as we speak today. Things are getting rather tense. George Bush lecturing the communists in China. And, of course, he's in no position to do that. He has betrayed America to the butchers of Red China, even as his father did, Ronald Reagan did, Richard Nixon did, Jimmy Carter did, and, yes, Bill Clinton. We don't want to leave any of them out, because they're all criminals, as far as I'm concerned. Each of them has assisted in the mass extermination of millions of people under communism. It's no exaggeration. No exaggeration. No exaggeration whatsoever. So that's what we'll be doing. We'll be talking about these issues again in the first hour. And we'd like to welcome aboard some new callers to the program. Uncensored Radio Free America. Rick Adams, Radio Avenger, the Paul Revere of Talk Radio, trying to sound the alarm as to the impending crises of the hour. What is happening to our world around? Not just the country. The whole world is in gulf. We'll be back with more and your calls to begin the program. Stay tuned.
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man, packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements. 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of choice garden produce. Call 1-877-699-4328. That's 1-877-MY-WHEAT. The stamina, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. For the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel hand crank wheatgrass juicer for $150 plus shipping. No monthly pills, no monthly bills. This is real self-sufficiency. Go to AustinWheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. That's 1-877-699-4328. And thank you for your support of our labors and of the RBN Network.
Do you have trouble getting out of bed in the morning? Do you wish that you had more strength and energy throughout the day? Well, North American Urban Spice has the solution. Royal Power is an all-natural and stimulant-free answer to all of your energy needs. Get energy fast and make yourself powerful. Get Royal Power now. Call 1-800-243-5242 for more information. 800-243-5242.
Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aeronair.us.
This is Christine with another Bring 'Em Home message. Have we as Americans had enough yet? With the recent crisis in New Orleans and the southern Gulf Coast, death and destruction have been visited upon Americans once again. The government's response has been to bring foreign troops onto America's land. Federal and foreign troops now control the region, while the National Guardsmen are away, entangled in foreign wars, unable to protect their homes and families. The New World Order has reached its long-planned objective, to secure American troops on foreign soil and foreign troops on American soil. Let's get these foreign troops out and bring our American troops home now. Help us make the public aware of this dire situation by displaying on your cars our Bring 'Em Home magnetic ribbons or our new Bring 'Em Home bumper stickers. To place your orders, call 877-605-9200 or go to rbnlive.com or bringemhome.org.
Now to begin the program tonight, and just to inform those of you who don't know about Cindy Sheehan, she, of course, said Wednesday that she was demanding a trial by jury in the charges of demonstrating without a permit. Like, you need a permit to demonstrate outside the entrance of the White House. According to the Constitution, this is a violation of free speech and free assembly. Sheehan also plans to revive her protests near Bush's ranch in Texas Thanksgiving week. Despite new county ordinances banning roadside camping. Did you know about that? Sure you did. Sheehan and other anti-war activists were arrested, as you know, September 26th in Washington for conducting a news conference in front of the federal courthouse and, of course, for appearing outside the White House. Well, in any event, she's demanding this trial by jury, and she and more than 300 others had been arrested on that particular day at that gathering near the White House, right on the ground, supposedly, and each carried a board bearing the name of a U.S. soldier killed in Iraq. Mm-hmm. So, I think we ought to take our little hands and clap them and applaud them for Cindy. And she's she is definitely doing the work of the Lord. Now, George Bush, all George Bush can do is go on and say that people like Cindy and the so-called Democratic opposition are endangering the lives and the mission of our men and women in Iraq, which, of course, is nonsense for many reasons, not the least of which is the fact that George Bush put them there. We didn't. Cindy Sheehan didn't put her son there. George Bush did. And he was following orders. Rumsfeld did. Cheney did. Condoleezza Rice, she approves of this New World Order. But George Bush says that all of those dissidents, all of those little troublemakers, those anti-saber-rattlers, we are responsible for what happens to our young men and women. We must be responsible for DU poisoning. We must be responsible for all of the pollution and contamination then, which, of course, is the result of these spent shells and these war weapons of mass destruction. Yes, including white phosphorus bombs. I guess we're all responsible for it. Isn't that what George Bush has said? Now, we know we're dealing with a lunatic. We know we're dealing with a man who is absolutely, totally insane. We don't doubt that for a minute. He makes that evident with each and every passing word. But, you know, the scripture does say something to the effect that when we need princes, God will send us fools to rule over us. And, boy, I'll tell you, God has certainly been working on overtime lately, hasn't he? So, here we go again, ladies and gentlemen. At a time when we're talking about immigration control and we're talking about invasion of the United States, and they're quibbling over a few billion dollars to erect fences and walls that we don't even need, there's something wrong. There's something missing upstairs in the minds of these people. They are unconscionable. There's no question about that. Unconscionable people. And I do believe that, see, there really isn't much that we can do about it in one sense. And that is that God has sent us, these people, to rule over us. Because of our sins. Yeah. We're reaping what we've sown. All right. Not guilty. The Israeli captain who put 17 bullets into a Palestinian schoolgirl. An Israeli army officer who fired the entire magazine of his automatic rifle into a 13-year-old Palestinian girl, and then said he would have done the same even if she had been 3 years old, was acquitted on all charges by a military court yesterday. Soldier who has only been identified as Captain R was charged with relatively minor offenses for the killing of Iman Al-Hams, who was shot 17 times as she ventured near an Israeli army post near Rafah refugee camp in Gaza a year ago. Now, these refugee camps, by the way, are really prison camps. That's what they are. Death camps. And to think that this government in Israel can get away with something that they have accused the Nazis of having done over and over and over and over again, and do it with impunity is absolutely, to me, a sign of the evils of our times. The manner of Iman's killing and the revelation of a tape recording in which the captain is warned she was just a child who was scared to death made the shooting one of the more controversial since the Palestinian Intifada erupted 5 years ago through hundreds of other children who have also died. After the verdict, Iman's father, Samir Al-Hams, said the army never intended to hold the soldier accountable. Quote, they did not charge him with Iman's murder, only with small offenses. And now they say he is innocent of those, even though he shot my daughter so many times, he said. This was the cold-blooded murder of a girl. Soldier murdered her once, and the court has murdered her again. What is the message? They are telling their soldiers to kill Palestinian children. Military court cleared the soldier of illegal use of his weapon, conduct unbecoming an officer, and perverting the course of justice by asking soldiers under his command to alter their accounts of the incident. Captain R's lawyers argue that the confirmation of the kill after a suspect is shot was a standard Israeli military practice to eliminate terrorist threats. Following the verdict, Captain R burst into tears, turned to the police and the public and those around him, says, "I told you I was innocent." The Army's official account said that Ayman was shot for crossing into a security zone carrying her school bag, which soldiers feared might contain a bomb. It is still not known why the girl ventured into the area, but witnesses described her as at least 100 yards from the military post, which was in any case well protected. A recording of radio exchanges between Captain R and his troops, obtained by Israeli television, revealed that from the beginning soldiers identified Ayman as a child. See, children don't matter. Children don't matter. As long as they are considered grasshoppers. That's what they are, grasshoppers, according to Golda Meir. You see? Goy, dogs, animals, it doesn't matter whether they're children, middle-aged people, or an elderly man in a wheelchair in his 90s. They will shoot to kill. They will shoot to kill. Now, we are becoming, our nation is becoming, under George Bush's administration, which is a thoroughly Zionist administration, exactly the same as these type of monsters. We are a vassal state, and we are becoming colonialist, imperialists, and terrorists, and corrupting the minds and morals of our young men and women in the armed services, changing their whole mission from one of protecting and defending America to that of killing in an imperialist fashion and taking life as if it were a fly. See, that's how we're conditioning. This is how this government, this occupied government in Washington, is conditioning our men and women in uniform to behave. See, someday they can do that to us. Someday soon, as George Bush has proclaimed, we can do away totally and officially with posse comitatus. We can take over states in crises. States victimized maybe by tornadoes or by the bird flu or by whatever. Biochemical, nuclear, radiological attacks. We can do the same to Americans. Shoot them in the back. Shoot them in the head. Shoot them in the streets as they run away and flee. Now you say, now wait a minute. Hold on. You're not saying that George Bush would give the orders to do that, would you? Well, now, what has George Bush done? George Bush has admitted and said on the record that torture, and Dick Cheney as well, torture is a useful tool at times. Torturing whom? Suspects, not convicts, not people who have provenly been convicted of crimes, but suspects. Would you put anything past that kind of mindset? I wouldn't. And I think for good reason. And when we come back, the United States admits using chemicals as a weapon. White phosphorus, indeed. And much more. Join us. 800-313-9443. This is Uncensored Radio Free America.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years, and gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Uri International, that's the name. Put the good health and nutrition back in your food with 30 years of research in organic farming and importing powerful organic berries from South America and the Orient. This is an exciting nutrition buying club with a 50% fast cash bonus paid weekly for sharing these exceptional organic products with friends and family. No additives, no preservatives, no pasteurization, coming right from the farm to you. Take it from me, Rick Adams. These products will change the health of your body and your life with the highest quality, tremendous value, low prices, and a great opportunity for you to make that extra money you need. Over 35 live products, free website, training, and leads. This is the company you've been waiting for. Let food be your medicine and medicine your food. Call Barbara right now, 1-800-543-6606. That's 1-800-543-6606, Uri International.
As a listener of this network, you know that we bring you the news and analysis that you just won't get from the corporate-dominated media outlets in this country. As an educated citizen, you also know that freedom itself is not free, but requires constant vigilance and sacrifice. A radio network such as Republic Broadcasting Network, a rare commodity indeed, also cannot survive on good intentions alone. So the next time you think about going down to the local superstore or electronics store, stop, get online first, and visit RepublicTradingPost.com. We have thousands of items at very competitive prices, and every dollar you spend with us will be invested back into RBM. So that we may continue to bring you the news and information the public so desperately needs. RepublicTradingPost.com, the store that invests its profits in your freedom.
Rick Adams is back.
Radio Avenger, the Paul Revere of talk radio.
Republic Broadcasting Network, RBN, and speaking of RBN and John Stadtmiller and the network, we'll be speaking in the next hour with Jeff Bennett, and Jeff will be telling us about his perception, his expertise in the area of precious metals, other things, investments, and by the way, he's well-versed in politics as well, so we could talk about a host of subjects, and I do intend to. This story here, has made the news. Even Brian Williams' lips flagellated tonight as he uttered the words having to do with the admission on the part of the United States using burning white phosphorus as a weapon during the Battle of Fallujah last year. The Pentagon confirmed troops used the shells, which contain chemicals that can cause horrific burns against insurgents. Previously, it had said they were used only to create smoke screens for attacking purposes. See, this is another one of the lies that George Bush puts out every day. Lying and more lying and then more lying. Isn't that what he says? No, he says, we're the liars. We're the ones who are falsifying. It's a conspiracy against poor George Bush, who's never done a thing wrong in his life. After all, you know, he accepted the Lord as his Savior when he was on cocaine, and he got higher and higher and higher. Now he's almost ascending to heaven. Well, this admission came after American soldiers wrote about the practice in an internal Army magazine.
It backs up claims made in a documentary by the Italian state broadcaster. That's RAI, R-A-I, which also contended that Iraqi civilians had died of burns caused by the weapon. Now, these are weapons of mass destruction. Make no mistake about it, ladies and gentlemen. These are the kinds of weapons that George Bush and this administration, full of liars, has said that Saddam Hussein couldn't be trusted to have. Can you imagine that? I mean, what a sick mindset. What a sick world. When you think that some people can get away, at least temporarily, with doing what they decry in others. And this is what the Bush administration, this is what this government, using our tax dollars, is doing. This is what it is doing to us. And as if that's not bad enough, you see, we're becoming, just like Israel has become in the past, they use white phosphorus, you know, napalm and the rest of that. Oh, yes, they used it on Palestinians, Jordanians, and of course, even Americans have been hit with such weapons. Anybody who stood in the way in the 67 war where they used these weapons was in the way, in harm's way. Make no mistake about it. Now, 4 out of 104 communities marked for development are for the Palestinians. I'm just reading to you news stories, so you'll understand what the media have left out. And since Palestinians are 20% of Israel's citizen population, and that makes Palestinians share 5 times smaller than it should have been in a non-racist society, shouldn't that reduce the democratic nature of Israel by a factor of 5 just based on discrimination of funds allocated for development? Huh? Only 4 out of 104 communities covered by the Galilee Development Plan are Arab. This is from Haaretz correspondence, which is an Israeli newspaper. And the Hadesh movement is said to launch its campaign against the new plan for developing the Galilee region, announced last week by the office of Vice Premier Shimon Peres, which the movement says blatantly ignores or discriminates against Israeli Arabs in the north. The strategic plan offers more than 10,000 housing units in the Galilee and offers incentives to families primarily from the center of the country to move north. Hadish, which will announce its campaign against the plan during a conference held this weekend in the lower Galilee town of Kaif Manda, maintains Perez's plan blatantly abandons Israeli Arab communities in the north. Now, here's Peres, who's supposed to be labor, supposed to be a peace man, and yet this is his plan. How do you like that, huh? And on and on and on it goes. See, I'm just trying to point out how the tax dollars of Americans are used and misused to engage in wholesale discrimination and ethnic cleansing. No other country on God's green earth could ever, ever get away with this and even be paid to do it. So this is the racism of which I speak on this program. And some, of course, would denounce it as racist, simply for exposing racism. Well, we don't really care what they say. We're going to tell you the truth on these matters, whether they like it or not, as we have been doing right along. Because now it has reached the point of crises. We can no longer afford to cover it up. We'll be back with more. Stay tuned. Radio Avenger will return.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
Americans already realize our nation is in deep trouble, need special edition hard copy literature to awaken the widest possible spectrum of people to the imminence of our nation's peril. The Artificially Sweetened Times informs people that the artificial sweetener aspartame is a hidden addiction killing people worldwide with a cluster of symptoms we now call Rumsfeld's disease. Find out who's responsible for unleashing this weapon of mass misery on the world and become part of the global movement to eliminate this neurotoxic drug from our food supply. The People's Income Tax Guide cites congressional records, Supreme Court decisions, and newspaper articles at the time to prove conclusively that wages were never intended to be taxed as income. A lot has happened in the world since 9/11. The report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 disproves the government's explanation of September 11th through a careful analysis of the evidence. The Artificially Sweetened Times, the People's Income Tax Report, and the report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 are priced for mass distribution. Sample copies are just $3. Call 208-255-2307 or go to idaho-observer.com.
Hey, Rick Adams here. Experience the incredible germ-killing power of oregano P73. It's scientifically proven. If you suffer from allergies, asthma, sinusitis, toenail fungus, athlete's foot, or any other condition, you need the immediate germ-killing power of oregano P73. Oregano P73 is an all-natural substance and even supports the immune system. For more info, call 800-243-5242. 800-243-5242.
Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aeronair.us.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions, and there are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat the symptoms. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. One more time. That's 866-885-6625.
You said we're headed to war in Iraq. I don't know why you say that. I hope we're not headed to war in Iraq. I'm the person who gets to decide, not you.
Yeah, we'll see about that on Judgment Day. I wouldn't want to bet for your exoneration, Mr. Bush. Of that you can be sure. Oh, boy, when the blood is on their hands, judgment will be exacted. Yes, indeed. You don't want to be on the receiving end, my friends. All right. More news, more information that you need to know. A lot of people are, deluded into thinking that we can continue to pretend we're something we're not and get away with it. Well, we can't. We just can't do it. You know, we talked about these companies that are selling America down the river of no return. You know, the Home Depots, the Walmarts, and others. And now Target, the store Target, continues its ban on the Salvation Army. And it adds sex toy products. That's right. Target Corporation will continue to ban the Salvation Army from their 1,351 stores this Christmas season. The Army will not be allowed to place their red kettles in front of Target stores. Despite increased needs caused by the hurricanes like Katrina and Rita, Target continues to bar the Salvation Army. That's interesting. Many observers feel that the ban by Target
is a result of pressure put on the company by various homosexual groups. Activists have targeted the Salvation Army for years because of the Army's refusal to recognize their lifestyle. Target is a supporter of various homosexual causes. While Target contributes to homosexual groups, the company publicly states it will not contribute to any religious groups. For Target, homosexual organizations are worthy of financial support. Religious groups are not. Well, further showing Target's true colors, WTOP Radio Network in Washington, D.C. reports that Target is one of the national chains that will be carrying a new line of women's products that includes a vibrator. Yeah, you heard me right. Alexa by Trojan spokeswoman Cassandra Johnson says the products will be discreetly packaged and sold in the feminine care aisle. Formerly the domain of sex shops, such products have been brought out of the shadows by popular TV shows like Sex and the City. Now, you see, this is what they said on TOP in Washington. So, Target continues to ban the Salvation Army. Competitors like Walmart are increasing their donations to the Salvation Army to try to make it look good. And others continue to welcome the Army kettles. So, here's a store, Target, that spends millions of dollars every week with inserts in your newspapers telling you to buy their products. You know what? You can fight back. It's called the economic boycott. Now, the left does not like that. The radical left, the extremists on the left, like Ralph Nees and all of the groups like People Against the American Way, they despise the very tactic that they have employed over the years. So you use it against them. That's what should be done. Be very discreet with your dollars. Be very discreet how you spend your dollars, particularly at this particular season of the year. There'll be Christians, you know, who'll say, oh, we're going to bless the Lord and we're going to serve the Lord this year. Lo and behold, there they are throwing all of their money into the hands and pocketbooks of these scumbags, for lack of a better word. That's exactly what they'll be doing. Feeding the hand that rapes their pockets and shafts them and slices them into oblivion. Feeding the hands that grab their throats. Yes. Well, that is an example of what I'm talking about. When I speak, ladies and gentlemen, when I speak of the hour in which we live as an hour of desperation, an hour of insanity, now you can understand what I'm talking about. Newcomers, people who just listened to us today for the first time, they're not aware of what is going on in America today, are they? No, I'm afraid not. I'm afraid many people are simply not informed because the same media that parades up and down these symbols and icons that we are supposed to worship will not tell them what is being done to their heritage, to their faith, and indeed to their very culture. See, people do not know in too many cases. They simply don't know what is being done in their name. And that, ladies and gentlemen, must change. That will change because that's why we are here to inform you as to what is being done in your name. Target is only one store. It's not the only national chain which is doing what it is doing. And that is fine. I mean, they have every right to do it privately. But you have every right also to withhold your money from them. You see, the power of the purse is indeed the most powerful power that one can have. Money does indeed speak louder than words. And we know the love of money is the root of all evil. These corporations, these companies love money. They love money more than anything. So when you take the money from them and you withhold it, oh boy, that sends a chilling, shocking message to them, doesn't it? Why in the world should you spend money? Spend your hard-earned dollars shopping at stores that not only slap you in the face by taking a stand against Christian giving at this time of year, but go beyond that. When they bring sex toys into the aisles, these toys that would normally be sold in porn shops, well, now they're making it into everyday shopping centers. You see? That is what has happened to America. So I tell you, ladies and gentlemen, if that is what America is reduced to, and it has been reduced to that, can America be saved? Can America be changed? Can America survive without a moral war for independence, a moral revolution, as it were? Can it? No, absolutely not. The first coup d'etat we need is not a coup d'etat in politics, but a coup d'etat in religion. Yeah, the religious community is corrupt, isn't it? It sure is. Rotten to the core. And that's why judgment begins in the house of the Lord, says the scripture, with his people. See, that's where the answer lies, right? I mean, truthfully, that is where the answer must begin. Right there. When I think of the number of abortions that are performed every day in this country, and I can tell you, I've seen the cars line up right at these abortion clinics, and I see people, young people, middle-aged people, taking these women, helping escort them into the abortuary so they can kill the child that had nothing to do with being in the mother's womb. I say, to hell with them. You want to save this country for that? Never happened. Now, I'm not trying to be preachy, and I'm not trying to come down in a heavy-handed manner, but I'm trying to make sense of this society. If you were God, what would you do? I know what I would do. We wouldn't even be on the air tonight. America would become a dustbin of history if I were in charge. I am not as patient as God. I really am not. And I don't see any reason to be. America has now sunk to a new low in which we have to be on the defensive. We're supposed to be on the defensive, ladies and gentlemen, when we talk about religion. When we talk about the foundation of this republic. And I say hogwash. Hogwash indeed. The very fact that we are. The very fact that we have to talk defensively rather than on the offensive, to me, is an indication that we have passed a point of no return. Now, I'm not trying to be a naysayer, and I'm not trying to discourage good efforts. We need to continue to expose evil as if we were on the verge of total victory, because that's what we're supposed to do. Expose these things and warn the American public what's to come. But that doesn't mean that we should entertain delusion. Does it? Of course not. It doesn't mean that at all. Above all, we must tell the truth about where we are in history and what we are doing today, ladies and gentlemen. What we are doing to innocent children. murdered in the womb.
No.
I'm afraid, ladies and gentlemen, that's something that cannot be tolerated. We cannot continue to say God bless America and sing God bless America the way we do while spitting in his face. No, it doesn't work that way. I'm afraid it just can't work that way. So George Bush is nothing more than our judgment. Hey, he's the scum of the earth, right? We know that. Slime and filth and garbage. We know that. Everybody knows that. But what's he doing in the White House? Well, he's our judge. I believe he is our judge. Like it or not, we have reaped what we have sown. You think we would tolerate a Prince Valiant in the White House? You think we'd tolerate a man of conviction? A Patrick Henry? Never happened. We wouldn't even allow Patrick Henry as a nation to get that far. We'd kick him right out the door. We'd throw him right in the Potomac. How dare you tell us, give me liberty or give me death? How dare you tell us that you prefer liberty in Christ to socialism, paternalism, humanism, evolutionism, Marxism, Leninism? Hey, that's the genesis. That's the problem. We can talk all we want about how these evil conspiratorial forces are destroying America, and if we just wake up enough people, we can destroy them. That's all well and good. I don't discount that. I don't speak out against it. What I am saying is that that is not enough. It's not enough to rout out the Bolsheviks, the Mensheviks, the Warviks, and the imperialists in our midst. That's not enough. The American people really don't deserve better. And the reason is because they're wallowing in their own filth. They're gambling. They're aborting. They're cheating. They're adulterizing. They're stealing. They're raping. They're plundering. They're living high off the hog, playing materialism, the game of get and give. Receive, give me, let me receive, self-flatuation, as I call it, and self-infatuation, as some others call it. But that's the problem. The erosion, as Tom Anderson once said, he was the great, you remember, he probably, I think, brings to mind to many of you the American Party in the 1970s when it was running for office. Tom Anderson was a presidential candidate. And he wrote the book, Silence is Yellow, Not Golden. I like that one. Well, anyway, hey, he said it. He said, the problem is erosion of the morality. The absolutes, not of the soil. Brother, he was on the money. I couldn't disagree with a thing he said in that regard. Sharp man, great man. But in any event, that's what I've been saying all along from day one on this program. I've been saying this to you all along. And people have refused to believe it. Well, that's fine. We can agree. We can disagree. But one thing is for certain. We are not moving forward. We are moving backward. We think that we can alert the American public and reach them in their psyche, in their heart of hearts, when we don't have a moral base to do so. We need to have a moral base, a fiber of caring, you see? Like the young man who calls here, Adam, and some of the others who call. Hey, we're talking right and wrong. Right and wrong. It's not a relative anymore. I'm sorry. It's not a relativity issue. It is an issue of absolutes, my friend. Absolutes. You get it? You do? And that's the way I feel about it. Now, we have a break coming up. We will get to our phones. Those of you on the line, I promise. 1 minute from now, we will take a break. And in 3 minutes therefrom, we will get to your calls. Jeff and others, 800-313-9443. Agree or disagree, that is my position. On this Wednesday night, on Uncensored Radio Free America, on RBNLive.com. I'm Rick Adams, your radio avenger, and we are going to have Jeff Bennett with us in the next hour, Lord willing. All right, we'll be back with your calls after this.
Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aeronair.us.
If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Uri International, that's the name. Put the good health and nutrition back in your food with 30 years of research in organic farming and importing powerful organic berries from South America and the Orient. This is an exciting nutrition buying club with a 50% fast cash bonus paid weekly for sharing these exceptional organic products with friends and family. No additives, no preservatives, no pasteurization, coming right from the farm to you. Take it from me, Rick Adams. These products will change the health of your body and your life with the highest quality, tremendous value, low prices, and a great opportunity for you to make that extra money you need. Over 35 live products, free website, training, and leads. This is the company you've been waiting for. Let food be your medicine and medicine your food. Call Barbara right now, 1-800-543-6606. That's 1-800-543-6606, Uri International.
Stay connected to what's happening at the Republic Broadcasting Network by visiting our website,
www.rbnlive.com.
At rbnlive.com, you'll stay up to date with our latest broadcast schedule, learn about upcoming events, read about our air personalities and the programs they host, take part in discussion forums, read the latest breaking news, and listen to RBN programs on your computer by connecting to our live broadcast stream. Plus, you can download previous RBN programs from the archive completely free of charge. That's right. Unlike other services, there is no charge to download programs from the RBN archive. Share them freely with others who are not yet listeners to the Republic Broadcasting Network and help spread the word. We're taking America back through the power of information. Stay connected to the Republic Broadcasting Network and our website, rbnlive.com.
So this is man's future, to bask in the sunlight, bathe in the clear streams, and eat the fruits of the earth with all knowledge of work and hardship forgotten. Well, and why not?
Well, yes, indeed. We are back with a future. And let's go right to the phones. Jeff in New Mexico. Hello, you're on the program.
Hi, Rick Adams.
Yes, sir. Hello.
On this subject of boycotts, I would add the search engine Google.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Alex Jones a few years ago was decrying America Online for being anti-gun rights.
Uh-huh.
But even back then, America Online was helping Google through partnership because I read it in the annual report of America Online because I bought some shares of that.
All right.
Which was a mistake. Yet Alex Jones often says to callers, do a Google search. So like you say, we must be careful how we spend our money. I mean, he could just as easily say, do an Ask Jeeves search or Alta Vista search. I don't know how good them are, but...
I'll tell you, it's pretty difficult today to find a major corporation in this country that is not contributing to one of these causes. It's very, very hard indeed, my friend.
And another thing, why should a guy running a small business, such as, say, leasing a taxi for hire, why should he or she pay the same for their city business license permit as a Walmart can come into town and they only have to pay $35 for their business license, the same as somebody that's going to make $10,000 a year or something.
Sure. Absolutely. This is what we're talking about. These, you know, but we've made these corporations. The American public has made these corporations what they are today because they want to buy cheap, right?
Yeah.
They don't care about the principles or the morals and, you know, where it's coming from. China. As long as they can buy cheap, that's all that matters, my friend.
Yeah, there's a lot of truth in this saying. In other words, that big business talks out of both sides of its mouth on regulation. They want regulation when it socially engineers people into having to get into their system for jobs like at Home Depot, Walmart, because it costs small guy too much for permits and all this and grocery receipts tax and stuff.
Well, you know what, Jeff? You know what I do? When I go looking for shopping items, for clothes, what have you, I always look at the tags, first of all, where they come from. And I act accordingly. I buy accordingly. But even more than that, I make sure that I am not going to buy from one of these chains or big stores, which I know is using the profits they make from the customer to sell America down the river. I do that. I would rather spend more money, a few dollars more, and buy something that I feel comfortable with than to save a lousy $10 or $20 or $30 and help the enemy. And that's what most Americans don't do. See, they don't care about that. That's what we need to do as a nation.
Yep.
Thank you, Jeff, for the call. I appreciate it very much.
Thank you. Bye.
All right. We're up against the clock now. 800-313-9443. And we will take more calls in the second hour when we talk with Jeff Bennett, Republic Trading. And, of course, Republic Trading helps Republic Broadcasting Network, that is. So if those of you out there listening value this network, you listen not just because you like to hear the latest nitty-gritty or the latest vituperative attack from Rick Adams, but you really believe in the network and you really believe in its mission, then support it. And Jeff Bennett will tell you ways that you can do that and as well profit and make money for yourself and your family, because there's nothing wrong with profiting when the profit is just and right and you're comfortable knowing it's right. It's the love of money, not the profit, that is the problem. Remember. All right. Rick Adams, Radio Avenger, will return in just about 1 minute from now with Jeff Bennett. Stay tuned.
What do you know about the FTAA, the proposed free trade area of the Americas? Proponents tell us that the FTAA is merely about lowering trade barriers. They say it's a plan to create prosperity and enhance freedom throughout the Western Hemisphere, and that busy Americans don't need to be concerned about it. But they aren't telling us about the massive loans, bribes, and transfers of authority. They aren't telling us that their goal is to eliminate our independence by creating a new regional government. They aren't telling us that the FTAA is really part of a huge power grab. The proponents simply aren't proclaiming their true intentions. But you can learn what they are. Visit StopTheFTAA.org. Then tell Congress to reject any plan for the free trade area of the Americas. That's StopTheFTAA.org.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.